Hello.
Now, what's the script for this fine you got for the dog? I've just had somebody on the phone to me. Did you give them my details?
Did I?
They've been on the phone to me saying I've got to pay it.
Eddie, I sent a letter back saying I'm going to court.
They're saying to me I have to pay it or it's going to go against me.
That'll be f***ing right.
They've been watching from afar and they've seen the dog doing it again. I'll get them to give you a phone.
Right, you get me there. Hello?
Good morning, I'd like to speak to Mr. Edward Henderson, please.
This is the right one.
The right one.
What are you doing? Annoying my boy.
Now just watch your language, sir. Just hold your horses here, right? Your son has offered to pay the fine, sir. So just to let you know that is the matter closed.
I'm not paying the fine.
Your son has offered to pay the fine, sir. That is irrelevant, all right? What you need to do is
you need to listen to me.
Listen. Tell whoever that is in the background to keep out of it.
What do you mean?
Right.
Telling you to keep out of it.
Yeah, you
That's
tell
my wife, by the way.
You get her told then, sir. Well done.
What are you on about? Get her
tone. We don't need her input at this precise moment, right? I think it's a bit disgusting, sir, that A, you let your dog poo in the street wherever you want, and B, you get your children to pick up the tab for you.
Paying it for me.
No, your son's going to pay it, sir, and that's
No, he's not. I'm going to court.
And you're not.
I'm on my day in court, you.
How dare you, sir, use such language. He's hung up, Eddie.
Hello?
Mum.
You come here waiting for a we're just on the phone now.
He can hear you now. I'm on a conference call with him.
Really?
I can hear every word you're saying, madam, and I take offence at your language. You should be utterly ashamed.
We're not paying the fine.
No, your son's offered to pay the fine, madam. I wish you... I've already told you, madam, to keep out of it.
My son's not paying the fine.
Now, you listen to me. Shushed. Shh. I've told you.
What's your name?
My name
What's
is...
What's your name?
Mr. Donnelly.
I need to go and run out and get my husband because you've got him all... In a state?
Well, maybe if you cleaned up after your dog, you wouldn't be in this state. Maybe the pavement... The only thing that's a state is the pavements.
I wish I had you right in front of my face, by the way. Not him.
I don't think you were listening clearly when I said earlier on...
Off, you're not getting any money, you stupid...
Oh, she's hung up again.
Hello?
Hello, Dad. What happened?
I couldn't see the...
I paid it, right? That's it, finished.
You shouldn't have done that. I've sent away a letter saying I'll go to court.
Hello, sir. It's Mr. Donnelly here again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. I think we got off on the wrong foot.
Are you a bit worse or calming than now?
Not at the moment, sir. I'd like to apologise to you and your wife and to the dog as well.
What do you mean to the dog?
I'd like to apologise to the dog because I spoke to your son and he explained the situation and he said that your dog... Please, sir, I've spoken to you about this before. Could you please tell that woman in the background to button it?
Button it?
Thank you, sir. What we've decided to do, sir, is we've got a cat, a large cat.
Yeah, shout up.
We've got a big dog, and we've got a donkey as well, sir. Just in case. And if it gets really heavy, we're gonna get a lioness in there as well. Again, sir, tell your wife to button it. Oh, Edward, I'm so sorry, but the good news is young Edward's had you on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad, and he's just won £100 cash. Grab young Edward next time you see him and give him powers, all right?
Okay.
Spend your son. Tell her to button it.